Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everybody, it's the Title IX podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Steph Copley with Elisa Woods, and I feel like I need to point out tonight that we're also here with BFF the Pod and our producer Jared Stansberry, because Jared and I got into a little kerfuffle on our Slack channel the other day, and it was touch and go if he was going to show up or not.
I was concerned.
We're glad you're here, and I'd just like to make a public apology. Jared, I'm sorry.
I'll be completely honest, I don't even remember what we were arguing about.
Snacks.
It was literally about snacks.
Yeah.
I said Chris was a better human than Jared because Chris brought us snacks, and Jared, that did not sit well with Jared.
No.
Clearly, he's not lost any sleep over it, though, so we're moving on.
In fairness, at that point, it was pretty late on a Saturday, so.
It was.
I'll just say that.
For what that means.
Yes. Yeah, you read into it what you want. We are here practicing social distancing. Lisa brought her Lysol wipes. It smells very fresh and clean in here. I'm pretending to hug both of you with my eyes, and I'll do it again after the podcast. And we just need to make sure we thank our sponsor, the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. And Lisa, did you prepare your shout-out for the Ivy College of Business tonight?
No, but I can. I was just going to say, I'm glad that you're hugging us with your eyes instead of undressing us with your eyes like you usually do.
That's right. So thank you for that shout-out to the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. I'm sure that's exactly okay. The shout-out they were looking for.
Here it is. Hootie-hoo.
So thanks to them. This is episode 16. This is our second episode post-sports apocalypse, post-things getting weird. So we're going to get weird.
Real weird.
I mean, we're just going to just really deep dive into it and just accept the fact that things are weird.
March 2020 is weird.
The year of March, you mean?
It's been the longest decade of my life.
I was talking to a friend this morning, and he's one of my law school buddies. We just check on each other occasionally, especially in times like these. And we were talking about how by the month of May, we're both going to be 90 years old. And I just seriously feel like that.
It's true. And everybody's going to have gray hairs. And that's not just because they can't get their roots done.
No, that's not. That's right. Everybody's going to have gray hair.
Gray hairs.
So we're just going to all have to accept the fact that we look like we're 90 years old.
Yep.
So tonight's going to be weird. Lisa put together some of these ideas in our moment of mania when we were trying to figure out what to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about hype songs, like walk up to the plate hype songs.
Oh, yeah. Just that stuff that you listen to just to get yourself ready to hit the ball.
Or take over the world.
Ball out. Ready to hit a pool cue ball with a cue. Sports things.
Totally.
Sports ball, you know.
Sports ball. We're going to take a second out of our negativity and talk about some good, happy news stories that have come out of the Rona.
Stop calling it that.
I can't. It's the only thing that makes us sound less intimidating.
The only thing that makes you happy.
The only thing.
I'm sweating already.
I know, me too. I can feel my face. My cheeks are red. And then because we're professionals and responsible journalists, we're going to talk about the thing that everybody's talking about, and that is the Tiger King.
El Tigre.
El Tigre. How do you say king in Spanish?
Rey del Tigre.
Jared?
Does this sound right? El Rey, that's the king.
I got a C in college Spanish.
Oh,
we should have known better.
Lo siento.
And then at the end, we're going to actually talk about sports. We'll get there eventually. But before we get into it, I just want to let you all know what's coming down the pipe as far as content for Cyclone Fanatic this week. Over the weekend, Chris and Brent Bloom recorded a podcast about their expectations for what the fall is going to look like in terms of sports, whether we will play, what it'll look like if we do. And I'm sure you've seen some of the hysteria, Kirk Herbstreit. We're not going to play, you know, his expectation that we won't play football, and I'm sick of that hysteria.
Yep.
And Chris and Brent do a really good job of just doing it analytically, walking through possibilities, and I called it therapeutic on Twitter, and it really was, because I'm a worrier, and one of my biggest fears is not having sports long term.
Yeah.
So listen to that. It made me feel better. Chris also released a pod this afternoon, so today's Monday. So Monday afternoon, he recorded it with Sage Rosenfels about the coronavirus and just Sage being Sage. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'm really excited.
He's been interesting on Twitter.
He's always interesting on Twitter.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, he's wild. He is not afraid of controversy, that's for sure.
No.
And then Fitzy did a Cyclone Fanatic mailbag today that made me laugh out loud on numerous occasions. So when you're feeling down, you need a little giggle. I recommend that. And then are you doing one with Fitzy this week, Jared?
Yeah, me and him are doing we're doing a rewatch of the 2017 Kansas game.
Yeah, the KU game.
For our for the bracket. No one can hear me, but I'm here.
We can hear Jared.
He says it's a recap of the KU game.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll we're doing that on Wednesday night, so
okay.
Yeah, on Thursday.
And then I have a story about Savannah Sanders, the former Iowa State softball player who lost her home to a tornado earlier in this year of March, which feels like forever ago. But Jared, that's coming out this week too. Just so you know, managing editor, Jared.
Yeah, I got to put the content plan together. Been working on other stuff today. But
anyway.
I'll get it done.
Sorry, didn't mean to throw you under the bus, Jared. I really didn't. All right, so now that you all know what's coming out, let's get to it, Elisa. So why don't you explain why this came into being, this hype song idea?
So you've been talking about how your girls are hyped for the Juicy Wiggle.
Oh, man.
And that's like how you get them up in the morning.
Okay. I swear to you, I will send you a video. I will tweet a video of this. What I do is I walk into Nora's room and she's so hard to wake up. And I just blare it on my phone. She pops out of bed, jumps to her feet and reaches out to me. And I pick her up and we just bounce.
Oh,
and then you
get
to the... like the first Juicy Wiggle part, and I just like move my hips and dance like this, like the song says, and kid loves it. Immediately smiles, starts laughing, and it is a lifesaver.
I love it.
I got so pissed off one day. I was like, listen, kid, we're going to blare the Juicy Wiggle, and she loved it, and that's how it started.
That's
and
a good idea.
Yeah, it works. It's 100% foolproof for me.
So that's like the new Iowa State hype song that came about in 2019. I would say, I don't know if it's replacing, but maybe replacing in the hearts of some Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, I feel like they serve different purposes, but eventually I would like to see it overtake Sweet Caroline.
I agree with that. I think Sweet Caroline, and I just don't understand how it came about to be like the Iowa State song. And I don't mind it. I think a lot of people are either black or white about Sweet Caroline, and I'm apathetic about it.
I am apathetic about it, except when we play at the wrong times, and then I really hate it.
Mm.
I don't love it necessarily ever.
Yeah. And it doesn't really get you hyped. It's just kind of like...
It's nostalgic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just something you play after.
So I went to Carroll High, and so that lends itself nicely to Sweet Carroll High. So in that sense, I do have a nostalgic... I don't know, relationship with it. My sister and I do it, you know, but I don't know. I don't really care
about
it.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Carroll High.
Sweet Carroll High. It got played at all the homecoming dances and prom. And
of course.
Graduation.
Hmm.
Yeah. You stand in a circle, touch your hands. Did you see him on Twitter?
Oh, he probably said, don't touch your
hands. Yes. It is worth your while. Yeah.
Okay. I'll
it's
have to check
cute.
It out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
But, so I think in that... I mean, Juicy Wiggle is more of a hype, true hype song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they play that at the right time. Jack Trice just gets bumping.
Yeah. And it transitioned over to Hilton this year.
Yep.
So I'm all for it. I've listened, as I just said, I've listened to it every morning for the last 2.5 weeks, and I'm never sick of it.
And I hope that it carries over, like, in 4 years. We're not just like, oh, God, that song from 2019.
I mean, I happen to love it. Actually, I had a girlfriend send a YouTube video that shows you how to learn the dance to it. And while we're in this quarantine, why the hell not? So her idea was we each learn part of it and then put it together after the quarantine's over.
Did you download TikTok?
I actually, because I'm one of the cool kids, I had TikTok before this because my sister does TikTok. And
You were an early adapter.
Only for her. She's literally the only person I follow. Do you follow people?
I have absolutely no idea.
Well, I follow her, I think, or whatever the word is. But she has some good ones.
I was an early adapter for Pinterest. That's my claim to fame. I have a significant amount of followers on Pinterest.
I didn't mean to turn my TikTok on. I went to go see what her. So I'm going to give her a plug here if I can find her. I don't know how to run this thing.
Okay.
Okay. She is Ms. Eifler. M-S-E-I-F-L-E-R. Ms. Eifler. She's got some cat videos that are pretty funny.
Cat videos.
I'm not kidding.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I heard that Jackie got TikTok.
Yeah, I think she had one video. What did she say? Like 80,000 views?
That's insane.
It is insane.
Is that normal?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
It kind of freaks me out, though. Doesn't it freak you out a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, suddenly that many people. Have you ever looked to see it on a, you know, like your tweet from the Title IX account with Tyrese and The Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever stop to look at how many interactions you have on a tweet like that? It'll blow your mind.
Really?
Yes. It creeps me out a little.
Huh.
Yeah. How did we get here?
I don't know. Just down a serious rabbit hole. But so anyways, hype song.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So
TikTok is
Yeah. And so when I think about a hype song, I think about like the songs that you listen to, you know, and you're blasting in your headphones while you're warming up for a basketball game, or the song that they play as you walk up to the plate. So I asked some Cyclone Fanatic folks on our Slack what their walk-up songs were. And I got a couple. Connor gave me 3.
Okay, I have to ask you before you say any. Did you know any of them?
No.
Me either.
And
are we so old? Or is Connor just so weird? Both?
I don't even know. Literally, I don't know which one is the name of the artist and which one is the name of the song. So
I don't either. I have no idea.
Playboi Carti, Shooda. Featuring Lil Uzi Vert. Okay. Connor. NF, No Name. I'm guessing that No Name is that
I'm sweating again.
Person's name. Oh, well, NF is their name then.
Thanks, Jared.
Chill Bill. Rob Stone. I'm guessing it's Stone. I'm just messing with you guys. It's like a dollar sign. Rob Stone topic.
Should we just,
I don't know what part of this is.
I didn't know any of them. I thought I was the only one.
So then, but he did say that if the other team can, he's got
psychology to it.
He does. He has the kind of like pink locker room thing to it, where if the other team can hear it, he turns it to say Taylor Swift or like slow country or Who Let the Dogs Out.
I do take offense to the Taylor Swift comment because Shake It Off could be a pretty solid walk up to the plate comment or song. I mean,
Rob Gray went old school and I liked it.
I didn't see Rob.
Smoke on the Water.
Oh, was he being sarcastic? He was being sarcastic. Damn. Yeah, I did see that. That's why I didn't think about it, because like, he was being a smart ass. No.
Well, he's like my dad, apparently.
Oh, you just
jokes that I don't understand.
This is so offensive to Rob. Rob, I hope you don't listen to this part.
I hope he does listen to it, because you're trying to mess with me on Slack. Oh, this is why I'm not on our Slack, because I don't understand. I don't understand.
Elisa doesn't understand the social complexities of the Slack channel.
I do not understand. I don't understand the social complexity of Twitter for the most part. I said the other day, sometimes my husband is on Twitter and he goes an entire 24 hours and I do not know anything he's talking about.
I'll be honest with you, that day I didn't know what the hell he was talking about either. You can tell him I said
so
that.
So it's like two producers that were like playing the songs that they had produced, and they were kind of going back and forth like who has the better song and they have like a fake beef, whatever. That's what he explained it to me. But still, sometimes I'm just like, is this another language that I don't talk?
Well, Rob was being sarcastic with that one.
Well, thanks, Rob. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Did Jared give us one?
Yeah.
I don't think I put one in the Slack.
No, he sent it to us via text.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That really isn't what I listen to, probably.
Oh.
What would yours be?
I don't know. I get really amped up before I do anything like that, so I usually listen to slower music.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's...
I hadn't really thought about that.
Hey.
Elisa, wait, do you have more before I ask you yours?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Jackie
put one.
And safe for work.
Yeah, she said it was not safe. It was very inappropriate. And I don't even know what it is.
I don't either.
Should we call her out?
No, because okay. I don't know if it's safe.
Guys, if you want to know what Jackie's walk-up song is, you got to follow her on Twitter and TikTok.
Yeah, and then
slide into her DMs.
See you.
Hey, the quarantine's the perfect time to slide into somebody's DMs. Right?
I suppose.
For reasons that I don't even know.
Because you don't understand the social complexity of Twitter.
Exactly.
Okay, so tell me what yours is.
I mean...
Oh, wait. We didn't talk about Chris's.
Oh, yeah. Chris sent us
one. It was Cinderella Man, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eminem, which I was looking up some hype songs, and there's a lot of Eminem ones on there. He has some, like, angry... And if you like to get angry...
Mm-hmm. I Cinderella Man is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wait, before you say yours, I pulled my family, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So, Crisscross Jump was on there.
Yeah.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
Yeah.
I've been dying to do that all day. I'm so glad I nailed that without messing that up. All I do is win, DJ Khaled. That one's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, that's all I have. So,
okay.
Now your turn. And then I got to say mine. I'm so excited.
I go between.
Okay, stop. Before you say anything.
Oh, my God, stop.
She has her notes
written.
They're written on envelopes.
It's the back. It's the back and the front of return envelopes that we've gotten in the mail.
Because in fat Sharpie.
And after I wrote it, I handed out pens to everybody behind me too. You know, because it's safe.
So this is very high tech here.
Yeah. Okay. So. First of all, I always tell people, and this is a funny joke. This isn't actually, well, I would walk up to this, but I always say that my walk-up song is Fat Bottom Girls. Because wouldn't that just be funny? I like it.
I'm not supposed to touch my face, and all I want to do is just, like, cover my face.
Somebody asked me recently, and it was in a work environment, and I couldn't say Fat Bottom Girls, and so I was just like, oh yeah, some Lizzo, you know, which is probably what I would go with.
Lizzo?
You know, yeah, to save face. Or I really like Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Have you heard that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I know, I've heard that song.
That one just kind of gets me hyped, so I don't know if it would necessarily be my, like, walk-up song, but it would be one that I would listen to before I just...
Will you guess mine?
Before I bowled a turkey.
I did bowl a turkey.
I know you did.
Thank you.
Okay, let me guess yours. I'm going to guess that it's not country.
Correct.
I'm going to guess that it's not Queen, We Are the Champions.
Oh, I like Queen, but no.
Okay. I'm going to look at my... I wrote down about
this is. The, 40 I mean, it's not a classic.
It's not a classic.
Everyone's going to... like. It's stupid, but I'm serious.
Is it a female artist?
No.
Oh. Purple Rain?
It's a boy band.
Oh, gosh. I Want It That Away.
Okay, we've established I am not a Backstreet Boy girl.
Tell me why.
Jared, one guess, and it's not NSYNC.
Oh, never mind then.
O-Town?
O-Town, no, but good on you for pulling that out of the memory bank. It's New Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Shows your age, but... I'm picturing you, like, walking up to the plate. If we ever can interact with other humans again in face-to-face, and we do have a softball tournament like we talked about with Chris.
Yes. You want to know what I'll do? I will do the dance as I walk up to the plate.
Oh. She just started to do the dance, guys. Follow her on TikTok for the full dance.
I can do the whole damn thing, and I'm very proud of it.
I love it.
Thank you.
I wrote down a ton of hype songs that I freaking loved. Did you have any more hype songs?
No, go ahead.
All right, so Oh gosh, these are all good. Eye of the Tiger.
That was
classic.
Well, we're talking about Carroll High. That was the, you know, traditional Carroll High.
Oh, was
football
it?
Running the football team running out of the field.
AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
I mean Queen. Jock Jams.
All right. I know people feel strongly about Jock Jams, but who doesn't love a good Jock Jam?
I love a good Jock Jam. Jared does not love a good Jock Jam.
I knew Jared. This is why I said this, because I knew Jared was going to do
this. You know what CDs I really like? I love all the Jock Jams, and I also love...
Now
that's what I call
them. I knew you were going to say that, too. Remember when you guys said... When you were talking about me and the water cups? This is you. This is your water cup.
I have a lot of water cups by my bed. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but how I'm the one who, like, cleans them up, and Jared was like, that's the most predictable thing you've ever said. You liking Jock Jams and the Now CDs is very you.
You know what is a good Now That's What I Call music is the Christmas. Now That's What I Call Christmas music, because it's all, like, famous people singing, like, really bad Christmas songs.
I will say that if we were ever going to do, like, some sort of time capsule that they needed to open in, like, you know, 2090 or something like that, we should put at least one edition of Now in there.
Or all of them. Yeah. Why not?
Well, I mean, they might not know how to play it on a CD. That's fair. Or a thumb drive or anything like that, but we at least will give them an idea of what our music could potentially be if they could actually.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm not going to lie, though, if in 100 years from now I saw that there was a time capsule from 2020, I would say, oh, hell no, I'm not opening.
Burn that thing.
Burn it up.
Fair.
Shoot it up to the moon, where there's probably going to be people living at that point.
I thought we were not going to do this tonight. I thought we were going to be positive.
That is positive. Oh, okay. In 100 years, we'll have the capability to live on the moon.
Okay.
That's just faith in humanity.
Yeah.
In science.
Yeah.
All right. I've been proven wrong. Continue.
Okay. I think that my daughter's hype song is Sicko Mode, Travis Scott. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. She knows a lot of those words.
Good for her.
She knows a lot of words to songs she should not know a lot of words.
As long as she only puts them in the song and not in sentences.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll come eventually.
Hall of Fame by The Script. That's a good one. Oh my gosh, I have a backside of this too. Black Betty.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That makes me think of my friend Brent every time he did a lip sync to that when we had a lip sync contest in high school.
Yes.
Yeah, have that on home video.
Missy Elliott, Lose Control.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Oh my gosh, these are all good. Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. What's your favorite Kiss song?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh.
I'll just say two things. One, if you walk up to the plate with a Script song, you are automatically going to strike out. Two, if you walk up to the plate with a Kiss song, you're probably going to ground back to the pitcher or something like that. Not even hardly get it out of the dirt.
My favorite Kiss song is Beth.
I don't
the
know
least Kiss song of all the Kiss songs.
Well, there's probably a reason for that.
But I really like it. And I, you know what is another good, really good CD?
Good according to Elisa or, yeah. Okay.
Wait, what was that show? God, now I'm having pregnancy brain. What was that show with all the young people who sang in the choir, show choir?
Glee.
Glee.
Yeah. All the Glee CDs.
No.
Those are good. Guys, it's just bangers.
No, I mean, I can see it, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. It's like covers of bangers.
But with terrible singing.
Well, no, they're good.
No, they're all good.
I mean, it's like I can see, yeah, Glee.
Okay,
I wouldn't watch the show, but I can
but
listen to the music.
Why wouldn't we?
Show.
Listen, I love show choir. Let me just put that out there. We all know that I love show choir. But why wouldn't you just put the original songs from the Now CDs on there instead of covers of them by
They're like Broadway, like famous Broadway actors and actresses.
On
like
Glee?
Famous.
Leah
yeah.
Michelle.
Hell yeah.
Idina Menzel.
Every single one of those people is
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. I love Adele Dazeem. Well, I guess I'm misunderstanding. I've never seen an episode of Glee.
Okay, well, Adele Dazeem is on it, and Kristen Chenoweth was on it.
Okay, then I see corrected. That's like the fourth time this pod, and we're 10 minutes in.
I feel like if you would be just having a really horrible model if you're like, we are just going to get random people and put them on television in a show about
Listen, I mean,
show choir.
I assumed they were fine singers. I just didn't realize they were famous singers.
Oh, no, they're really good, yeah. Famous people.
You know what's
well,
another?
Well, this is, I mean, maybe during this corona, the Rona quarantine, maybe I should go back and watch Glee.
You should.
And another good CD that was actually my very first CD The Space Jam CD.
Yeah, we can get behind that.
Okay, yeah. Good. And then the last one that I want to bring up is In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins with the like drum, like.
Oh, have you guys seen the video of the woman who falls down the stairs during that drum part? Oh, I'm gonna share. I'll send that to you.
Okay, post it on Twitter.
The Twitter machine.
The Tweeter.
Okay. Yeah, it was amazing.
TikTok. You have to do this little hand thing. You guys know what I mean.
No, we don't.
Wait, have you seen the video of all the little kids like dabbing, and then the last little kid gets up and does like a little karate? Like, I'm that kid.
You are that kid. You totally are that kid.
Karate.
Do you have any more?
Nope, I don't.
All right. Well, that concludes our hype song portion of the
podcast. Wait, I do want to tell you what my coronavirus theme song is. It's I want to be where the people are. Okay. From it's a Little Mermaid.
Really depressing.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see.
Want to see them dancing. I could go on. I could go on the entire thing.
I love it. Anyways, that's my coronavirus theme song.
All right. Well, since we're talking about the Rona. We're going to talk about some of the good news, good, happy feeling news stories coming out of it. I figure we could do local first and then national and then see where we go. What do you think? Okay. So I think the most obvious thing that's happening that we're all backing is the support local businesses, the takeout, the carry out. KXNO has a good list on their website, the Central Iowa To Go. I mean, there's tons of lists out there, but that's the one that obviously if you're in the Des Moines metro area.
Yeah. The thing that I really like about it is that a lot of the companies have gotten on to this. Sorry, I just had to burp.
Oh, did you catch it?
It was just a little one. Oh, heartburn.
You okay or do you want me to carry on?
Nope, I'm okay. Okay. I'm sweating like the top of my nose is sweating along with my pits. What was I saying?
Carry out.
A lot of the places have gone to, God, this is going to make me sound really antisocial. They've gone to where you can order online and then go pick it up, so you don't even have to call anybody.
Yeah.
Brills.
Is that for brilliant?
Yeah, that's short for brilliant. Mm,
that's a new one. Yeah, I mean.
Cool kids are saying it. Found it on Pinterest.
You heard it on the TikTok. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Connor told me.
Oh, God. Then don't use it.
No, he didn't tell me. He's just, like, the youngest person I know.
Scooter as... So, Connor, if you're listening, Elisa originally wanted to call you Scooter. She thought you looked like a scooter. I don't know if I was supposed to say that out loud.
I forgot about that. That's Scoot, his nickname. Scooter.
Do you guys know Rob Sand, our state auditor?
Yeah.
Okay, so Rob and I worked at the AG's office together, so I've gotten to know Rob over the years, and
he's good on Twitter.
He's great on Twitter and a genuinely good person.
Good.
He's kind of created a program. It's Helping Iowans Help Iowans. So the idea is if you have a few extra dollars laying around, you can Venmo it to @IowaHigh, or you can PayPal it to helpiowanshelpiowans@gmail.com. And then what's going to happen is they take that fund, and whatever in that fund, they pay out to Iowans who are unemployed or on food stamps to use for payment of local meals at a local business.
Oh, wow.
So the idea is if you have a little extra cash, you're going to help an Iowan who needs cash, who is then going to help a local business who needs that cash. So you can check him out on Twitter. He has a nice little graph for you, and I'll tweet it out too. But if you are one of the Iowans in need of a little extra cash to go do one of those takeout meals, all you have to do is apply for your unemployment benefits or your food stamps, which I'm sure you're going to do anyway. Go order that meal and then submit that receipt and your proof of application to Rob at that same email address I said, and then they'll put $20 in your Venmo account. You can do it up to 3 times. So,
wow.
Yeah, and I think last I saw they had over 10 grand in that fund. So,
wow.
And right now they really need people to take advantage of the money. They have plenty of money for right now. They're just looking for people to do it and take advantage of the program.
Wow, that's amazing.
Pretty cool. And then I'm sure you saw Keith Murphy's Twitter last week, the great bear hunt that they were doing around the neighborhood. There's just so many fun stories of little things that people are doing in their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
It's great to see. The school parades have been awesome. I was out on a run over lunch the other day in Johnston and saw a bunch of teachers doing it, and it naturally made me cry.
Aww.
ton of people are out walking with families and riding bikes. That's always nice to see, yeah, too.
I did, however, hear that Gray's Lake was just packed today.
I believe
it.
I was
like, guys.
Yeah. Keep your 6 feet away unless your family's around.
And there is another park that we've really been wanting to go to, like the in the Copper Creek. It might just be the Copper Creek Park over on the east side. But there's like a playground there. Mm. So I feel like if we go there, my daughter's just going to want to go to the playground.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Don't go on the playgrounds.
I know. Yeah. We do have our own little like swing set and stuff in the back. So we washed off the slide and everything today. And we've been playing on it for the last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah. And then I have to fall on my sword here because I often complain about dance class, Thursday night dance class, but they have been so wonderful. They figured out ways to do it, you know, over video conference, which was a little rough last week, but they're trying, and they sent all the little girls out a big coloring book, and they're trying to find ways to keep the little girls connected with their mentors. So I'm just super impressed with all the things that, you know, daycare is doing, dance studios are doing. All these people are going way above and beyond to meet the call. So
yeah, definitely. The one local thing that made me think about wanting to talk about this was that Hy-Vee is doing, and I don't know all the details, I just know that they're doing bonuses for their workers. It's like a 10% bonus for the time that you worked between this time and this time. And the people working at Hy-Vee are busting their butts.
Yeah, they are.
They're putting all themselves
in grocery stores, right?
Yeah. Putting themselves in danger, you know, stocking the shelves as fast as they can while people go out and buy the strangest things. But I thought it was nice. And, you know, they've been doing they've been really active on their social media, talking about a couple other things that they've been doing. But the bonuses thing kind of stuck out to me because they definitely deserve that.
Yeah, they absolutely do. The last thing I want to say locally is Kyle Munson, the former Des Moines Register reporter, tweeted about Scoop in the Loop, how they've seen an uptick. Did you see this? Guys, why did we stop Scoop in the Loop or Driving the Drag? That is a travesty.
Listen, people did not stop. I'm telling you, go down around like the sculpture park, there's a loop to be scooped over there.
I sure hope so, because the day that dies, humanity is in real trouble. nationally, did you see Hoda talking to Drew Brees?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. That just ruined me.
I know. So Drew Brees donated $5 million.
I'm not sure how much it was.
Yeah. And New Orleans, it breaks my heart, and I really try and stay away from the news about it because I used to live in New Orleans, and it's really close to my heart, but they're on top of each other down there.
Yep.
Literally on top of each other.
Which is a problem in a lot of these cities.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely the money's needed, and obviously, you know, like they said, close to Hoda's heart, too.
Yeah, so she was talking to Drew, and after the interview, something about it struck her, and she started crying. And, you know, that's something that we all struggle with, especially as females. You don't want to show that what's perceived as a weakness. But it was just Savannah just really handled it like a champ and said, just feel it, you know? And I think what's wrong with that? We all have ridiculous emotions.
Oh, I'll
right
cry
now.
On cue.
Don't do it.
Look at me wrong, Jared. I'll cry on cue. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I just thought that was a nice moment of humanity, you know. We've all seen the tweets of the city of New York clapping in unison from their apartment buildings for the frontline workers. I also saw a related story of when they they all had their windows open, okay? And there was a couple having SEX.
Okay. You just spelled it.
I'm just being dramatic. Okay. And so then, you know, they get to where they go and the whole neighborhood starts clapping for them.
Oh, no.
Can so good for them.
Where they were trying to go.
This is a family podcast, Elisa.
Okay.
Jared, did you look at the Twitter message I sent you today of their Backstreet Boys? So the Backstreet Boys are also practicing social distancing.
If you guys didn't hear, he said no.
But they sang I Want It That Way from
yes,
their own.
Yes, I saw that.
And there was a group of Nashville singers who sang, it was a Christian song, a church song, and I can't think of it. But they did the same thing. They all sang it from their cell phones and then made a chorus out of it. It was really cool. So, yeah, the tweets right now, there's some really high-level funny tweets, and I'm here for it.
There's some depressing tweets, though.
I know.
I haven't been on there as much.
Yeah, and I'm trying to I recognize the severity of the situation and it weighs on me. So I just try to avoid those. And
yeah,
Twitter is, you know, where I go to laugh.
It's full of awesome stuff, but it's also full of like fear mongering stuff.
Yeah.
And there's just some people that all they can tweet is gloom and doom.
I know.
And those people need to be identified and
blocked forever.
Maybe just unfollowed.
That's fine
for
too.
The time being.
So I was trying to think of stuff we can do other than support local businesses. I was thinking about, my sister mentioned this to me, you know, making cards for nursing homes or first responders or things like that. Sidewalk chalk, I've seen a lot of people doing that, writing that encouraging too, yeah. messages. Food banks, and just most of all, check in on your people always.
Yeah, definitely.
Should we take a quick break and we'll talk about the Tiger King?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Are you ready to talk about this Tiger King phenomenon?
I kind of thought about starting this section with the Phil Collins drum.
Just do it. We're just very musically talented.
We are.
So have you watched it, Alisa?
The Tiger, El Rey de Tigre?
Yeah.
I have. I'm now through 3 episodes.
Okay, I just finished 5 and Jared's done. Right?
Ding! Yeah. Here's the thing, is that I watched the first episode and I was like, yeah, this is what everybody's been talking about on Twitter. Like, everyone's basically ruined it for me. But then somebody's like, you got to watch the second episode. You got to watch the third episode. And I was like, okay, I'll watch the second and third episode. Yeah, I know it all because I've been on social media and there's nothing on any of the episodes that hasn't been turned into a meme.
Wait till you get to episode 5.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, for me, episode 5 blew my mind.
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin with this show. Here's what I think. I feel like in 6 months, when the Rona's gone, they're going to be like, that was all fake, just to entertain you. And I'm going to say thank you.
I know. Here's the thing, though, because I don't know that girl from Ames. And I know a lot of people from Ames. And nobody from Ames has said that they know this girl.
So you think it's
Ames.
A plant?
I don't know.
Because did you hear Ross and Chris's interview?
They talked to her?
No, they didn't talk to her. Oh. Hold on, I have his name. It was on Friday. His name is Brett Pike. He's an Iowan who worked for the Myrtle Beach Animal Safari, the Dr. Antle guy.
Oh, yeah.
That interview is amazing.
Yeah. So
they separated it on their podcast on the KXNO app. Go in and, or the iHeartRadio app, and just listen to it. It's like a 20-minute interview. Wild.
Okay.
Wild.
Here's the other thing that I think about these Netflix documentary things. I think that Netflix has somebody, they have a series of like either bots or they pay influencers or something to be like, oh my gosh, you guys, this is crazy.
I was wondering, I saw in your outline, I saw you mention this and I thought this was maybe what you were.
I think that it could be a manufactured
hype,
viral hype.
Yeah, that could be.
Should we maybe take a break from calling things going viral during this time?
Yeah, I've heard a lot
time.
Of people say that, and I think that's probably fair. Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
What, Jared?
No, I was going to say, I like to think that even if it wasn't for all this, like, this show still would have been.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
It would have been a big deal.
Yeah. I think so, too.
As big of a deal, but it's like, It just happened to be perfect at that time. That
right.
Dropped. But this would have been one of those things, like, one person watched it, and they're like, dude, I was really stoned last night, and I was watching Netflix, and I just watched this goofy show called Tiger King, you gotta see it. And it would just, like, grow from there. It's like what was the one where the girl kept getting kidnapped? The documentary.
Yeah, my sister watched it. I didn't watch it.
And then the dad, like, did some various things as well, and it's like
I have no idea what you're talking about. I thought you were gonna go for Sharknado.
Oh no, this was
which is a true documentary also.
Yes, yep.
That is crazy.
Never saw it.
It was kind of the same thing. Whereas it was an indie documentary that all of a sudden became like a huge deal.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I mean, I'm sure they have...
And I think that that gets it started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that... would it gain popularity? Yes, but maybe a little slower. And I think that when Netflix comes out with these, they... It's just... I mean, it's not... There's nothing wrong with that. I'd do the same thing, you know? Companies, of course, are using influencers and probably bots, but it's like Netflix at a huge scale whenever they come out with these crazy things.
Yeah, it's just, I think it was the perfect storm this time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, there's been a lot of good tweets about this show too, but one of my favorite ones was Lisa Kudrow has been preparing her whole life to play the role of Carol Baskin.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, that's perfect.
That is perfect.
She would be so good.
Who was it that said that they wanted to play? I've heard rumblings of people playing certain people.
Like wanting to play them if they were, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kristen Bell's Dax Shepard said that he wanted to play.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's a crazy group of people. I can't wait to finish this thing.
It's just crazy that Ozark, which is literally like an Emmy-winning show for Netflix, came out and it was overshadowed by this documentary about a guy who
owns
It's like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about on Friday.
Weird times.
I forgot Ozark was coming out.
Yeah. Just weird times. Are you guys watching anything else besides The Tiger King right now?
No. Chopped.
Oh, yeah. Can you talk about this?
We do. We watch. Here's the thing. I just need competition in my life.
Because this is one of the things we wanted to talk about when we eventually got to sports was how we're filling the void.
Yes.
Okay, so this is your way.
Yeah, so we watch Chopped, and I get just a little intense sometimes.
Shocker.
Yeah. We make fun of it a lot. Just like... And I've almost found myself like judging the food that we eat too. And it's like, okay, you're not a child judge. Just like
chill out,
put it down your gullet and shut your mouth. Basically is what I tell myself.
And Arnold.
You pregnant piece of, never mind. No, I'm very nice to him in this pregnancy. But we've been playing a lot of basketball in the backyard. Just trying to fill the void. We did watch the 2007 and the 2003 McDonald's All-American games. I think like last weekend it was on. The 2007 was the one with like Kevin Love, and then 2003 had LeBron James. We also watched the D-Wade documentary. Wouldn't D-Wade have been in that? Or what year did he, was he in the draft?
He was in the same draft, but he was a year ahead of them in school.
Oh, okay.
He sat out for a year at Marquette.
Yep. Now that makes sense. I do know that he sat out for that first year because he did not pass his ACTs.
Right. He was like a partial.
Look at you.
Well, we watched the documentary literally last night.
Okay, well. But still, look at you.
It just breaks my heart because usually we sit down to dinner and we like watch a game or something, and Rosa keeps going, can we watch the game?
I know, like, it's bizarre.
Well, there's no game. And then there was something tennis, like a commercial with tennis. She goes, can we watch Coco? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, we've been watching all those classic games that they play on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Which at some point I'm gonna get sick of those too.
Yeah,
you know? There's a Formula One racing show on Netflix I started watching that's really badass. And then I've watched Jared's old basketball games. So that's how I'm spending my time.
Is he like hooping? Like he talks like he is?
Yeah. I mean, he's baby Jared, but he's still, you know, how tall are you?
6'7".
He's still 6'7", Jared. So baby Jared is still a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he like posterize dudes?
No. Did you posterize anybody?
No.
He did have some nice post moves, I will say. And then he got mad a couple of times, which is fun to see. I told him he walks the same way, which Jared was like, of course I walk the same way. But you just have this way of like strolling down the street, and you stroll that way down the court too.
So you got mad in some of the games?
Well, I mean, yeah, it was a state semifinal.
Yeah.
Oh, I got...
All the time, so.
I got mad at a middle school game one time and I slammed the ball down on the ground and apparently it bounced and hit the ref. Like,
oh.
And then I got thrown out of the game.
As a middle schooler. Jared, were you ever tossed in high school?
No, I never got technical or anything.
Didn't you get tossed out of your
rec league?
Yeah, rec league?
For dunking? For posterizing
for
someone?
For bamming?
Yeah. No, I never got a. I got flagrant one time, but that was stupid. It was just because the guy flopped after I went.
Oh, floppers.
And then the only time that any of my friends ever got a technical in high school was my best friend during the playoffs our junior year. He tried to take a charge, and he's the only person to this day that I've ever seen get a technical for flopping. Even, like, they made that a rule.
Right, right.
He's still the only person I've ever seen get that call on them.
I got a technical once. For throwing, but we both got technicals. And then in the state tournament, I got an intentional foul call, and the referee was like, "You need to watch yourself." And
ooh.
I was like, "Thank you, but I am very angry right now. Don't talk to me." But yeah.
I remember one girl from a team that shall remain unnamed because apparently I get in trouble for naming teams. And she told me she wanted to meet me outside afterwards, and I was like, "Sweetheart, I've got like 45 pounds on you at the least. Like, you're a small girl. Yes, I will meet you outside if you want to." And then I think that there was like snacks afterwards or something, and I didn't go out. I mean, I highly doubt she actually went outside.
Right, right.
But definitely got distracted by snacks, and sorry whoever you are, if you're still waiting outside for me, cash me outside, I guess.
Snacks over all else.
Oh yeah,
yeah, even back then.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The way to our hearts, Jared.
Zebra cake and juice box. Heck yeah. No, this was a high school game though.
Well,
but there were still snacks. I got, like, you know, after it was at their gym, so afterwards we got a little baggie full of snacks and Gatorade that I truly wish I still got every night.
Do you want Arnold to pack you a snack bag?
Yep.
All right. Well, there you go, Arnold. Hint, hint.
I'm afraid to go to the grocery store, so.
Yeah. The Rona.
Just, the snacks are. Here's my concern about giving birth. The only snacks that the hospital typically has is like.
Toast?
Graham crackers, toast, peanut butter, and saltines.
Well, sometimes they give you those popsicles, too.
Popsicles?
Ugh.
No, listen. I need some snackers.
Listen, I'm with you.
Okay.
We're on the same page here.
And then everything's going to be closed and like, now I'm real stressed.
Let's not talk about this right now.
All
right. Let's talk about the WNBA draft. The controversy. Okay. So the draft is April 17th. It's going to be a virtual draft because hashtag social distancing.
Smart.
So ESPN, hey, great idea. Let's air it on ESPN2.
Because there's... what are you airing on ESPN? Said Sabrina.
Sabrina,
she called him out.
She did. And guess what? Literally hours later, ESPN was like, oh, what a great idea.
Snaps, Sabrina. It's like, Sabrina...
let's put this on ESPN. What a novel idea.
I saw Sabrina likened to like Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
Like, she's a big name. Like, a big name.
And she did it in a very respectful manner.
Yeah.
But still, she called him out, and they listened. So now it's going to be on ESPN.
Good, because
why not?
You showing on
you
ESPN?
Have an opportunity for a network that sometimes gets criticized for not, you know, showcasing women's sports like maybe they should.
Yep.
Here's your chance.
Yeah.
Let's just showcase it.
Yeah. And I mean, they're honoring like Kobe's daughter and some of the other girls who passed away in that like huge moment for ESPN. Like, put it on your ESPN.
But I guess they did. So I guess we just
thank you.
Thanks. So yeah, April 17th, watch it.
Sabrina Ionescu also was the unanimous player of the year, which she should have been.
And she's gonna be the number one pick. Duh. The last thing that maybe my favorite topic of the night is, what are you going to do with your stimulus money?
Oh, let me put one little plug in. Also, I found out this weekend they did postpone the Kentucky Derby till September. I feel like that story has been kind of hidden.
Yeah, so that's the Principal Charity Classic now and the Kentucky Derby are now on the same weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
First weekend of September?
Yeah.
Anyway, sports ball.
Would that be the weekend of college football? Is
yes. Right? Yeah, but yes, you're right. So, assuming college football starts on time, which we are assuming because positivity tonight, everyone. Yes. So it's college football, Kentucky Derby, and the Principal Charity Classic. Guys, that's going to be a good weekend if that happens.
Why would the Kentucky Derby do that? Like, the, I mean, college football would be a way bigger deal than Kentucky Derby.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I feel like they didn't plan that very well. They should have tried to do, like, the end of August or something.
It's a question for the Twin Spires. That's, like, the network. Never mind. I worked in horse racing.
You should call your old connections and find out for Jared. And our listeners.
Okay.
Well, I think I have some connections I can probably work through.
I think.
In this scenario.
I believe this is also true.
Yeah.
I was just trying to give Elisa a shout out here. Gosh.
I'll just sit at home on my couch.
That's fine. Let Jared do the hard work.
I actually don't even know who I would call. It's been many moons since I worked in horse racing.
Yeah, that is a good question, Jared. I don't know. Maybe they just have decided, let's just throw one big party that weekend.
It's a hell of a party.
I'll wear my Kentucky Derby hat to Iowa State.
You know where I'm. Ames. You know where I'm not going to be as soon as they let us out of the house is the infield of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, I mean, hopefully we'll be let out of the house before that.
Hopefully, but that is just a dirty, muddy area with porta potties and like the pretty area is where the rich people are. I mean, you have to be rich to even go to the derby, I feel like.
The slightly less rich people.
The people whose...
Where we would go, obviously.
Whose parents bought them tickets are on the infield. And it just gets muddy and a lot of smelliness.
I don't know. At that point, I don't care where I am. I just need to be around the sports.
A lot of the opposite of social distancing happening.
Yeah.
Anyway... I don't know that I'll be that interested in the Kentucky Derby in September.
I think I will be.
I think I'll be interested in football.
Cross your fingers. All right, tell me what you're doing with your stimulus money. Can I tell you what I'm doing? I'm taking out a loan against it right now for extra sweatpants.
That's smart.
Two pairs came in the mail today.
I'm probably going to need a lot of new sweatpants because all my sweatpants are have a very large panel in the front to cover my pregnant belly. You know what I'm probably going to have to do with it is buy diapers.
Okay. That's supposed depressing. To do funny things, not depressing things.
I know. Snacks?
That's fine with me. Jared?
I might buy a new car.
Yeah, I'd probably just use it how I normally would.
Save it.
Won't go buy anything. Yeah.
You should buy sweatpants. I'm wearing jeans right now, so I feel like
there are so many things. You know what I really think that I would like to do is get flames put on the side of my car.
Okay. Anyway, I almost forgot this.
Oh, Steph bought me a present.
Well, no, I didn't.
I have to pee right now. Okay.
This is from our merch guy, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
Mike loves you.
I love Mike. Everything that he puts on Twitter, I love.
Okay, so I have to find...
Also, every time I post something, he likes it.
He's wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Okay, so Mike... Well, you open first.
Okay. And this is from the Cyclone Fanatic shop, then, I'm guessing.
Yes. Well, but he made it specifically for you.
I have some stuff in my cart that I'm waiting until I give birth to see what size I am. Oh, it's a onesie. Oh my gosh.
And he got you a few sizes so you could, you know, make them last throughout the, yeah.
We have an outfit picked out for when he's coming home, and that outfit may be going back in the drawers. And he may wear this little Cyclone Fanatic onesie home. Oh my
gosh. So this all came about, you were tweeting about how, you know, throughout this you feel kind of lonely and isolated. And he saw that and was like,
hold on, this one says check out my mom's podcast. Oh my gosh.
Aren't these amazing?
These are the best.
Yeah.
Wait, this one might fit Rosa.
Yeah, I just thought that was the sweetest.
She might fit in one of these. Okay, 6 month and 12 month. I could squeeze her into this with her little belly out.
So good job, Mike. You made her day. She made her smile. I'm so glad we didn't forget that.
Oh my gosh. Guys, speaking of, they put out a couple new shirts that we retweeted them, and they're good. They're like social distancing themed.
And then there's some old school Cyclone logo ones that are on the at the shop now, and then there's a Matt Campbell one out too. Yep. So
I
some solid stuff in the shop.
The one that's in my cart right now is the Hilton one.
Yeah.
I think I might just pull the trigger and buy it.
So you know what? Use your stimulus money at the Cyclone Fanatic team shop.
I probably will.
All of it.
I mean, that's buying locally.
That's really true. Yeah. So there you go. We just solved your problems for you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy.
It's been a good day, Elisa. It's been a really good day for you.
It's been a good day. I'll just tell you guys. Anybody who hasn't had a kid, you can just tune out now. But he was like facing the wrong direction. His head was up and his head needs to be down. And I've just been really worried about it and stressed about it. And I've been stressed about a lot of things, like my husband not being able to be in the delivery room with me, which is something that happened in New York that the mayor ultimately came and said, no. Like, you know, spouse is going to be in the room. Partner's gonna be in the room. So just being stressed about a bunch of little things, and when I went into the doctor today, I sat in my car before I went into the doctor, before I got my temperature checked, before I walked into the doctor, and I said, God, like whatever happens, I want you to help me to be okay with it. And we walked in and I had my ultrasound and I was like, he's sitting right on my bladder. And she goes, well, his head's sitting right on your bladder. And I was like, wait, anatomy. That means.
You flash back to your textbook.
Yeah. I was like, so he's not breech? And she's like, no, he's not. And I was like, oh my gosh. Definitely like touched my face with my hands, which I shouldn't have. But I was just very happy.
Absolutely.
And then
that's been weighing on you for a while.
It has been. Yes. And also because they're talking about inducing me early because I have high blood pressure. Oh, weird. Why do you think I have high blood pressure? Maybe because there's a pandemic going on right now. And I'm working from home with my 3-year-old.
And your husband. I mean, not that I don't mean it that way. I just mean it's a lot. It's a change.
It is. Yeah. It's a change. However, I will say, like, I've started to find the silver lining in all of it because we wouldn't have had this time with our 3-year-old before the baby was born. We wouldn't have. We would have been at work for 8-9 hours during the day. You know, we'd see her for a couple hours before she goes to bed, and we just wouldn't have that bonding time. And it's like forced bonding time, which I've really enjoyed with her. And so just finding silver linings in different things. But anyways, the doctor today kind of said, you know, oh, if you can get your blood pressure down, we can just wait for Mother Nature to take its course, which is what I was really hoping for.
And so. The sun was out.
The sun was out, y'all. I think, am I sunburnt?
Okay, swear to you, I sat outside for like 5 minutes and got color on my arms, and it was, well, give me life.
I know. It was so nice out today. It was just a delightful day.
Yeah, now you got some.
I know.
Some baby swag.
I'm
some CF baby
so
swag.
So pumped.
Yeah, it's some good stuff.
They're so little, too.
I know. It makes it reminds you how little babies are when
I know. They don't come out 3-year-olds.
Shockingly and thankfully. Oh, wow. So, yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen with the baby. Maybe we'll see in a couple weeks and maybe we won't. We'll just have to roll with it.
Yeah. I may have to do it from the hospital bed. I'm willing to.
I believe you're committed.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I love doing this. So
me too.
I don't want a maternity leave from it. So you guys are not going to lose me for 6 weeks.
That's good. And then if all else fails, we... In the era of social distancing, we can figure out something so that you don't have to come in.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make it work.
There's a board, I hear, that we could use.
Jared's not happy with the board we have, but we'll figure it out. All right. Anything else?
Nothing else.
All right. Hold on. Let me look. Let me make sure.
Why do we always get sappy at the end?
I don't know.
Usually, guys, we have a group hug. I've mentioned this before, but we're not going to have a group hug tonight.
With our eyes, we are.
After we get undressed with our eyes.
All right, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, hopefully, and we'll keep you updated on Elisa's baby watch. And I'm going to take a picture of her with this CF baby swag, so I'll tweet that out too. But in the meantime, go Cyclones.
Go State.